The Arizona Department of Health Services is reporting 1,091 new cases of COVID-19 in our state today. Today's updates end a three-week streak during which daily new cases did not exceed 1,000. The total number of cases confirmed in the state is now nearly 204,000. And an additional 65 deaths are being reported today. 5,130 Arizonans have died now due to COVID-related illnesses.
The state appeared to be trending in the right direction in recent weeks, though yesterday, ASU's Biodesign Institute Executive Director Joshua LeBaire noted the 7-day average percent positivity rate is flattening out or even increasing rather than continuing to decline. Only time will tell whether the coming days also yield higher than expected new cases and positivity rates. LeBaire warned that recent history suggests things could get much worse.
Keep in mind that with Memorial Day weekend and the behavior and all the whatever parties might have happened then, within a week of Memorial Day, we had jumped to 650, roughly, new cases a day. And within 2 weeks post-Memorial Day, we were over 1,000, and the surge had begun in earnest at that point. We're just about to enter a 3-day weekend. I'm hoping that we are a bit wiser this time.
LeBaire said the state risks an even more widespread spike following the upcoming weekend if Arizonans repeat that same behavior.
In the effort to gather additional data on COVID-19 and learn more going forward, Maricopa County's Public Health Department has announced a collaboration with ASU and the Mayo Clinic. It's an antibody project that'll test residents of 29 communities in the county. LeBaire said the project will provide key data, not only to better understand the impact of the virus now, but also its potential impact later.
We all know that there have been around 200,000 cases in Arizona documented by testing. We presume that there have been many more cases out there that we haven't had a chance to test. So what is that multiplier? You know, probably somewhere in the 4 to 5 range. So maybe there have been potentially 1 million cases in the state. We don't know. One thing we don't know yet, and this remains one of the big question marks that we all face, is how much immunity does that induce in our population? In other words, how many people who get infected generate antibodies to the virus? And then what fraction of those antibodies would protect that person in the future?
Earlier, I spoke with Marcy Flanagan. She is executive director of the county's health department, and I began by asking her for the specific aims of the project.
We want to know where everyone is at in the community with antibodies, because the goal of any communicable disease is to reach a herd immunity or a community immunity, meaning enough individuals in our community have an immunity either through having the disease itself or having a vaccine for the disease to protect us from having community spread. So what the sero survey is going to really be able to tell us is, what does our community look like right now? What's our percentage of individuals that have had COVID and have built up antibodies in their system? And so when a vaccine does become available, it really gives us a target for how many more individuals we need to get vaccinated so we can reach that herd or community immunity here in Maricopa County.
We understand people in 29 communities within Maricopa County are going to be tested. How were those 29 communities selected, and who in those 29 communities will be tested?
So 29 communities were selected by the CDC. So we work with them to make sure that the project that we're doing and the work we're doing is really going to give us a representative picture of Maricopa County, so we can really just test. Our goal is 500 individuals from 210 participating households, and that would give us a representative sample of Maricopa County to be able to compare that to our overall county rate and to see where we're at. So our goal is that we get those 500 individuals from those 210 households and those 29 neighborhoods.
How do we get, if the people who are contacted, actually get them to want to take the test? How important is that for this?
It's really important. So we're really relying on our community and our public to understand why this is an important project and to participate. Participation is always voluntary, but you will be, if your neighborhood is selected, you'll see a door hanger on your door notifying you, letting you know that your neighborhood has been selected by the CDC to participate in this. And then between September 12th and the 20th, you'll receive a knock at your door, probably from an ASU and a public health representative. They'll be able to identify themselves properly. So feel free to ask for identification or other information that makes you feel comfortable. They won't ask to come into your house, but they will ask you to participate in the survey. And it doesn't have to be the entire household. If there's just a couple people from that the household that are willing to participate, or even just one person, that will work as well. And they'll have a tent that they can set up to do the small blood draw, or allow you to set up a time that you can go to the mobile clinic as well.
We've been dealing with the pandemic for 6 to 8 months, certainly, if not more in some areas. Is this something that could have been done earlier? Is this timing actually good because maybe we have a little bit more knowledge? What's your take on that?
I think our timing is actually really perfect. There's other communities nationally that did this survey earlier on. It gave us a great picture of maybe nationally what spread was looking like. I'm excited about our timing here in Maricopa County because we know we're just a few short months away from a vaccine possibly being available. So I think our timing is really good here, that exactly what I said, that it's going to give us a picture of where we're at with our community immunity and let us know how much more we need to get individuals vaccinated. So we know with COVID-19, what we've seen in other countries, that 30 to 40% community immunity is really adequate to be able to slow and stop this pandemic and the spread. So if our sero survey comes back and tells us 15% of Maricopa County already has antibodies, we know the vaccine we're going to really need to push until we get 15% of our population vaccinated. That's the real goal. So I think our timing is great right now. We're just a few short months away from seeing a vaccine available, and this will give us the information we need to know how much we need individuals to get vaccinated.
And Marcy, finally, what's your perspective on where we're at right now? We're obviously, we tend to look at statewide numbers. I know you're focused on Maricopa County, which takes up a bulk of the numbers. But we've seen quite a leveling off, and people have reason for optimism, but just how much optimism?
Yeah, we're excited for the leveling off and certainly the decrease that happened since our numbers hit their peak in mid-June. But we're also cautious to realize that things are starting to go back a little bit, open up. So we're having schools potentially go back in person, some in hybrid models, some fully back in classrooms. We have ASU, U of A, all the universities that have started classes again. And we have businesses that are able to start opening up, bars, movie theaters. And with all of that, I think it's important that everyone remains diligent to understand that we are still in a pandemic. It's really important that you continue to do all of the mitigation efforts that public health has been asking for the past several months, of wash your hands, sanitize if you aren't able to wash your hands, stay home when you're sick, wear your face mask when you're out in public. All of those things are going to be even more critical and important as things start to open up. And we all know how important it is to our economy and our overall health to be able to do activities we're used to and accustomed to, but also do it safely in a way that we're not going to see an increase like we did in June.
That is Marcy Flanagan. She is Executive Director of the Maricopa County Department of Public Health. Marcy, thank you and stay well.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.